get started. Roll call, please.
Badger.
Present.
Beck.
Here.
Metcalf.
Here.
Schmidt.
Here.
Tylan.
Here.
Westcott.
Here.
And Scrooge.
Here. Seven in attendance. Would anybody like to address the board this evening? Okay. Can we move on to minutes of the, we'll move on. March 9th, we need to approve, is it okay with the board if we approve these collectively at the same time?
Motion for omnibus for the March 9th, March 16th, and March 23rd.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, he said that before.
I can tell. Veteran over there. Second, please. All right. Motion and a second to approve all the minutes of the previous meetings. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
I kind of felt like a spell in Harry Potter.
Omnibus? Yeah. The omnibus spell? Okay. Let's go. A what? Oh, yeah? Words come in and out of style. Okay. We move on to the exciting stuff. We need to approve the final design and authorize funding and construction of the pump track at Comer Cox Park in the amount not to exceed $375,000, for which we have more than ample funds for the generous grant from the Smith Foundation. So may I have a motion? Thank you. We have a motion and a second. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion other than a yahoo? Okay. All right.
Outstanding.
I like that. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yes. And they're coming to the ribbon cutting, I'm sure. I hope so. We'll invite them, yeah. Roll call.
Badger.
Aye.
Peck.
Aye.
Metcalf.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Yes.
Tylan.
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
And Scrooge.
Aye, seven ayes and no names. Woohoo!
Good work.
Oh, yeah. Thanks also to staff for all their hard work on this. It's going to be fantastic. And speaking of fantastic, I need a motion to approve resolution number 427-22, authorizing funding and construction of the Comer Cox Park Outdoor Fitness Court. Thank you. And a second. All right. Thank you both. We have a motion and seconds. Any other discussion? And thanks to Lynn for getting the grant. Yes, thank you, Lynn. This is cool stuff, yes. Roll call, please.
Badger.
Aye.
Beck.
Aye.
Metcalf.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye, aye.
Duly noted. Tylan.
Aye, aye, aye.
Westcott and Scrooge.
Aye, seven ayes and no nays. On a little more mundane note, we also need to approve statement of claims and visa bills. May I have a motion? Thank you. A motion and a second. Discussion questions. Roll call, please.
Badger.
Aye.
Eck.
Aye.
Metcalf. Schmidt.
Yes.
Tylan.
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
And Scrooge.
Aye. Seven ayes and no nays. Just wanted to thank staff for this. I had a few minutes before everybody came, and this is really fantastic. We've come a long way. Let me just say this. We've come a long way in the program. It's colorful. It's informative. It's easy to navigate.
It's a professional guy.
It is professional. And she's been able to hire a fitness instructor and do the promotional flyers. And we wanted to note that our programming is the best in the nation, according to FitLot, and they have used our model as a way to train other cities that have this equipment and how to be successful in creating exercise program. So that was a big accolade for Amanda because she set it all up and has really driven that. So I,
Are people coming?
It's a slow trickle. Yeah. So if you see this on social media, I would encourage you to share it on your page. Because they do need to sign up. They're not turning them away if they do walk in, but it gets bigger and better each time. And then if anybody wants to just go there and work out, we do have some additional like resistance bands and things at the Nelson Center. They're able to check them out and for free and use them and then deposit them back at the Nelson Center.
Every time I see it, I share it.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
People look like real excited and they all hit like.
Mm-hmm.
And there's usually a couple cool comments. And then I never know if anybody really...
It's a slow build. It takes a little while, but we're getting there.
Are we going to do something like that with the new Fit Park?
That has an actual app that we can use to train and do programs and encourage, and we're going to try to partner with different like UIS sports and try to draw them out there to do some of their things. So again, we get that activity going in the park, lots of usage, and then we'll use it with our summer youth rec and our basketball group. We'll do some guided programming at the court.
How's the programming coming for the summer?
Slow and Steady Wins the Race.
Yes.
We are working on it, and we're getting ready to do a grassroots effort with some high school guidance counselors to really beef up, and we really want to fully staff the young students this year. So we're going to call back the 6 to see if they all come back that worked last year, and then hopefully we can hire some additional staff. And we were able to, I don't know if it's arrived yet, but we were able to get a passenger van so that we can tackle if they need rides.
It's transportation.
Yes,
is the problem.
Yes. So even kindly, we had a cargo van with the pandemic vehicles, obviously it's been a nightmare, but he was able to switch it out for one that has passenger seating as well as the stowage area for all of our gear. So.
I love it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Anybody else?
You'll keep us updated on the timeline of all the Columbus Park renovations and they're getting kicked off the new ones for
me? Sure. If we can do that.
Because there's so many moving pieces.
Well, I'm anxious thinking about mid-June. And then the Fit Park, we're looking to do the concrete here as quick as we can. So
it has to stop raining?
Yeah.
And freezing.
I'm sure for the team, they take 30 days and we're going to install it. So first piece is get the concrete done.
Thank you. Because we don't want to rush it and there's a lot of moving parts literally and then getting the graphics and everything just right, I will create some banners and things that we can put near the pump track and near the site where the concrete is so that if it's not done by Juneteenth, which we don't anticipate it can be, there'll still be some revelry and excitement around it for that celebration.
Thank you.
Fine stuff.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to remind everybody I sent out the email on executive director evaluation. That's a Monday deadline. It's not super. I'm actually got it in Arizona in the middle of next year. If you guys could in the next middle of next week or so, that'd be great.
Are you doing this? Are you poking us?
Gently nudging.
Thank you. No, I appreciate it, and I appreciate very much that you're taking the lead on it, so thank you.
No ribbon cuttings in the immediate future, but we'll do a bunch of ribbon cuttings for Coma Cox as we hit those different milestones. So,
usually we can't go that long.
I was going to say, we can have a ribbon cutting when the baby's born.
Absolutely.
A pink or a blue ribbon.
If you want something right away this Saturday, this Earth Awareness Fair, so we partner with the city and we become the host site, so it's at the zoo and it's free to get in, and so it'll be 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. this Saturday.
Hey, who did the cool artwork? Who was the book?
I don't know. I wondered if Hillary did it, but I haven't had a chance to ask Adina where that came from.
Well, if they would be selling that or...
She put it on a shirt.
Right.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I liked it as well. But I couldn't have
been Cornelia to be
Lobby. Our staff, we have some very talented artists on staff, and Hillary Tierney is our guest and marketing event manager. They have painted this whole crumpled scenery on the walls and like put an awning as you go into the gift shop, and they've got little animals in little window boxes, and it's almost like a
really cool.
I spy with my little eye something, but Hillary and Cordelia did the artwork for the poster, which does not surprise me.
It's all you.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to be there Saturday.
Society is doing some really fun things to name the penguins, too. And they're going to be having different contests, and they're going to be doing raffles, and I'm all in on buying. They haven't announced the raffle yet, but once they do, I'm buying all of the tickets.
No. We're going to have to duke this out. All right. With that, may I have a motion to adjourn? And a second. All in favor? Aye.